good morning.
Love and Talk Radio.
For joining me. Today, of course, my topic has to do with life. Of course, life, what I call, what I see as the forgotten fruit. Now, I know you guys may be saying, yeah, Dee, we know. What about it? Well, what I'd like to say to you is, are you actually living life or literally existing? I don't know. I'll be truthful about it. These are questions I ask myself on a daily basis. And it propels me to really dig deeper and take a good look at this thing we call life, this four-letter word that we as society, we take lightly. You know, I was just curious just to see what the different viewpoints are in regards to this thing we call life. I found one that I thought really described life and gives a little bit more merit to the meaning. And it says, life is a system. It is alive if the whole continuously adapt to the behavior of its parts. Now, I'm going to say that again. I know that sounded a little weird there. It says, what is life? Life is, it says, a system that is alive if the whole, it mentioned the word whole, H-O-L-E, continuously adapts to the behavior of its parts. So apparently life is, we're talking about this one being, ourself, this one individual, this consciousness, this flesh, whatever you want to call it. However, we have all these parts that it says should continuously adapt to the whole, in essence, okay? So that means that, of course, if we're not thinking straight mentally, physically, I don't know about you guys, but I know for me, you know, if something's not right, you know, things are not in order in my life, or something didn't go as planned as I expected, even if I tried my best to do all the planning that was necessary to make this happen, things just didn't go, whatever. It tends to disrupt the whole and cause some contention and some conflict within the body. So I can certainly relate to that. So if we are disconnected, more than likely we're just just existing. But if we're actually living, that means that we're functioning harmoniously. So basically, in order to thrive or maintain, every component must work, again, harmoniously with the other, by adapting. My point in discussing this is that, you know, I love life so much. Not that I love life to where, you know, I idle it. Just the fact that I am alive, and I thank God for that every morning. I do not take that for granted. And it just disheartens me when I see the way we treat one another and how, for some reason, you know, we acknowledge it, we see it, because we are waking up every day and we see life in ourselves. So truly, we should be able to see life in others and appreciate the value. You know, I'll be the first to admit, you know, I know how hard it is to live in today's world. Wow, my gosh, guys, have I not had my share of parasites along the way? However, I still purpose daily to put God first. I'm not perfect. That's why I have to put him first, because I can get an attitude quick. I can get upset quick. I can become judgmental just like everyone else. However, for me to stay grounded, I generally go to the Lord every day that he shines his light on me and breathes his breath into my body. And so I've learned to purpose, on purpose. I like using that word purpose because that means our intentions. I try to put God first, me and family second, and then others third. And I that is something that I do my best to follow on a daily basis, because I have no choice but to hold on to my faith while I am in the land of the living. And I just, you know, I don't know how many times we take for granted each day we open our eyes or our mouth, or that our organs and everything is working, again, harmoniously. That is something so precious, and it just disheartens me because, you know, we, especially when I hear about, you know, someone was telling me about some kids, that some young kids, actually, we're just continuing to, some reason, losing our young kids to drive-bys and different things like that. We take life so for granted. It is not promised. It is not promised. And I think that's what just really sometimes mystifies me, because we just don't know what the next day will bring, or even if we will be alive to see the next day. So, you know, that's why I feel that it's so important, you know, that we every day just purpose to thank God for it, giving us life. If we are waking up, if you wake up in the land of the living, you know, it's a must. I mean, we listen to the local news, and we see what's happening out there today, and it's terrible. I do want to quote, to kind of, you know, pretty much solidify what I'm basically trying to say. There's an author named John Whistler. That's J-O-N Whistler, W-H-I-S-T-L-E-R. And it's pretty interesting. Wrote in, and it was just a quote, and the book is called One Light, O-N-E, One Light, L-I-G-H-T. Kind of interesting. It says, once you feel the love and have become the light, you are love and light in the world, because now you ceased to not just be a human being, because all is in consciousness, from the lowest frequency of the dimensional body to the highest frequency of the self essence. And in so many words, I think he's saying that we are, based on our light, we can bring illumination to someone else's light supernaturally. It's interesting. I don't know how many people you guys had come to you and say a good word, encouraging word, shed some light into your life or made your day for whatever you know, reason, or however you came about to talk to that person. But they made your day. And so, you know, that is bringing illumination to people. And so that's why life is so beautiful. And it just, I don't know. I don't know. It's just so interesting. And I'm just so thankful. And I just thank God that he shines his light on me daily. And I hope that you guys are doing the same thing as well. I did say that I would like to just share with you some of the things that I do to keep me grounded, because, hey, life is a beast. Let's just say it. Yet it's beautiful. God made it beautiful, and unfortunately, inevitably, you know, man corrupted it. However, in this, we know that there will be sufferings. We know that we will go through things in life. And I liked, kind of like what that Arthur was saying, just some very powerful words about how we are the light. So I definitely would suggest that you guys maybe check. It's just interesting. It's pretty much about the science of life and everything. I want to go ahead real quick just to give you a little inspiration, just so you would know that just kind of feel what I'm feeling right now. I'm going to go ahead and this is one of my favorite cuts, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'll be right back with you.
Joy comes in the morning.
Like a bird. That's all I'm saying. We got to be free. You know, life was given to us free, and no matter what, you know, no matter what's going on, I mean, I know it's hard. It's definitely hard to stay positive. in a world that seems to be spiraling out of control, that has no balance, and everybody's just doing whatever at anybody's expense. I know. However, as you heard her say in her song, that you have to trust him, you have to believe, and stay strong. I do want to go ahead and just give you a few things I think that may be helpful to you. You may already know this, but as you know, we can never learn too much, right? We can never get too old to learn anything. If you're listening to this radio podcast this morning, you are truly blessed. That is something to be thankful for. If you woke up this morning, I mean, definitely got to appreciate it and thank God for your life, because you are breathing. That is something to be thankful for. I know some situations just don't seem like they are conducive to human life at times, and we see those things in our own lives. Hey, if he woke you up this morning, which brings me to my next point, again, you're here for a reason. There's a reason why we're here this morning, and let's just make ourselves purposeful, which I'm definitely a work in process. I struggle every day, had some issues that were totally inevitable and unfortunate in my life, and that is a whole nother broadcast. But nevertheless, you know, I purpose, I have to. No matter, you know, how hard it seems, and it do get hard, I have to admit that, but God woke me up, and what's the alternative? Thirdly, I think that, you know, we need to pretty much work toward longevity. I mean, there's ways to do that if you love yourself. I mean, you will definitely prepare to be here for the long haul, no matter what. Again, life is beautiful in all its ups and downs and all its turnarounds. What's the alternative? So work toward longevity, and ways of doing that, of course, is, I'm not saying deprive yourself of things, but we have to nurture our bodies the right way and make right choices and things that are going to help propel us forward into a positive direction, if you will. So pretty much, you know, I mean, it's something what our bodies require, proper sleep, proper nutrition. If we don't have those things, more than likely, we're going to fall apart quickly, more quickly than we would want to, at least some of us, you know. So that's important. Also, just be nice to yourself, taking care of yourself. Be nice. Do yourself a favor and be nice to yourself. Again, get the proper nutrition, sleep, proper friends. That makes a big difference. Wow, I tell you, just the things, the elements that, again, makes up who we are as a whole. So all that matters. You know, of course, there are no guarantees. I'm sure people do this all the time, but I do believe these are steps that we should want to take if we love ourselves. A lot of times, you know, we're not going to be perfect. I mean, I don't diet at all, but I have to watch what I eat. You know, because I'm terrible with food, so I have to watch what I eat. So that is another prayer in itself. Lord, help me. So I just want you guys to be cognizant of, as the author said, about once you feel the love and have become the light, you are the love of the life. We are the fruit of the earth, which I believe that we have become. Came the forgotten fruit, because so many times we see where humans are being replaced with so many other things, and so many things matter other than us as people, human beings. And so that's why it's so important that we should pray about ourselves, pray pray for ourselves, pray that God will help us to see ourselves from within. We have to look from within our lives because we are here. So are you living or are you existing? I want to live. And I think in order to be able to live, we have to be able to adapt and function harmoniously to be whole. That is, be happy. Be happy. Purpose to be happy. Will life bring happy events every day? No, not at all, unfortunately, no, which is why we have the purpose to be happy. Real Talk 101 with you, I love to talk. I love the dialogue, and if you guys go and archive the May 20th episode, you will hear pretty much some of the reasons that I started this small podcast, and more so because I wanted to have a voice. I wanted to express myself. I wanted to be able to share with people that I shared with so many others that actually come to me for advice, and I appreciate that. I don't claim to know everything, but I do know that I'm one to learn from my experiences, and I'm one to where I try to look at things in a more logical perspective, in a sense. I can't say if that's good or bad, but most of the time, and I've made my share of mistakes as well, and it's caused some chaos in my life. But, again, that's why I share with you guys, because I know I can definitely empathize as well as I can sympathize. And I see so many people hurting today, and including myself. And so I just believe that there are times where we have to really, truly take this thing we call life within ourselves. Because life, again, is a living organism. As that Arthur mentioned, and so we have to be able, you know, to appreciate that. And that is one, those are some ways to have some appreciation. I mean, and what that guy said, some very powerful science, definitely powerful science. So if you want to be able to live your life, free of the inevitable changes and sufferings, or even just to break free from reacting or even acting on every situation or something that come up in your life that disrupt you. If you continue to seek God, and I can't tell you how many times I've asked God why. Why, Lord, why, when I'm trying to do my best? Because there will be many of us that are trying to do our best, and it seems like our best is not good enough. But trust me, I do believe with just press forward, stay positive, stay prayerful, 24 hours a day in your car, at the breakfast table, it doesn't matter. God is good, and a lot of times we don't feel his presence, but I do believe that. So just love you, you know, appreciate life. Appreciate the lives of others, and let's just work toward trying to be making ourselves better people. Will we be perfect? No, but we can certainly purpose in our heart to do the right thing, and understand what we put out in the universe will definitely come back, because, I mean, we are the fruit of the earth. We are life. I mean, we are of the earth. So let's be fruitful and bring substance to people's lives. I think that is so important. And I thank you guys for being with D-Love today on our program. It is a 30-minute broadcast. Of course, we're trusting God to do what he sees fit to do. So, again, I thank you guys, those of you that have viewed the profile. I hope you enjoyed it. I want to give a shout-out to Blog Talk Radio for making it happen, giving us a medium to bring broadcast or podcast to you guys. Also, next week, we have Sean Flam with The Problems coming on the show, indie rock trio group. He's going to talk about some of the things he's doing around town here in the Kansas City area. Very talented young guy. I mean, young man. He is. He teaches various genres of music and different things like that. And pretty inspirational. So I'm looking forward to, you know, him joining us next week on Saturday. Same time, guys. Thank you so much. Also, I definitely be looking for my callers. I am looking for someone to just call and say hi to D-Love. Hey, say, hey, how you doing? You know, I got you, girl. I'm checking you out. You know, that would be awesome. I would certainly love to hear from you, hear some feedback from you. We are growing, it is a process. So, of course, this is just something D-Love decided to do to, to just step out and do something different, pick up a hobby, but yet something that was created for you guys in mind so that I can possibly bring something of substance to you to help you, even through my own experience, as the weeks to come, you will pretty much hear some things that I've had to overcome. Still actually overcoming as we speak, but again, I want to extend some inspiration to you and extend what I have to offer to help you, because of course we're all in this together. So I want to thank you guys. Also, MK was awesome last week. Certainly appreciate her coming on the show, blessing us with some her FSH, FGH formula. There we go, FGH formula, yes. And it was awesome. This lady has been so prolific and profound, and share her program with generally the public alternative school system as well as other Fortune 500 companies, excuse me. So, hey, it's all about self-help, guys, you know, and only you can do it for yourself. So, D-Love, thank you so much. Certainly appreciate you guys, you know, tuning in, listening in. Feel free to call me. You may win a free gift. I keep telling you guys this, so don't be afraid at all. And in the meantime, D-Love's going to be checking out here, and we're going to have – oh, also we have Game Haven coming up on June 20th as well. For those who have children, want something where you don't have to spend a lot of money, they're going to be on the show, and I'm so excited, and I just thank all of my guests. Thank you guys for helping me to make it happen. Thank you so much. I take none of this for granted. I am so humble, I just thank you guys for being generous with your time and all those type of things. So thank you so much. Thank you for sharing, for listening. Because if you're listening, you're sharing, right? So thank you so much. I hope this has been a helpful program to you. I'm going to go out, and again, we're going to leave with Mariah Carey, my girl. We just have to kind of listen to the words of this song and just really just listen to it and appreciate it. Until then, love God, love yourselves, and love others. This is D-Love. Peace. Okay, guys, I guess we're having some audio issues, so I want to play a little song for you, so hopefully I can get that on there for you. We were having some difficulties at first.
Everything may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Place above, with no words, there's a link coming, carry